Hello and welcome to the 13th floor. I'm Kylie, I'm your host, and I really hope you had an amazing week. So yeah, I have some news. Let's get over some announcements because we always do those first. So next week for me is spring break, and with that being said, is I'm gonna take 1 week off to not do a podcast. It's nothing crazy, you know. But when we come back, we'll jump right into season 2. How does that sound? Freaking awesome, huh? Since right now everything's kind of season 1 based. So that'll be that. So next week I'm not doing one. I'm going to take a little break, hang out with my family, get a tattoo, all the things, swim, maybe, before the tattoo, of course, if you know anything about tattoos. And then, coming back from break, we will start season 2 of the podcast, which will be no more indoor soccer, no more soccer, really, because, unless, obviously, something comes up that is soccer related, but spring is really boring for sports for me. I'm not playing anything right now. I'm just working and doing school, so kind of lame, low key. But yeah, that's that. I have been really busy this week with school and work. I worked 24 hours last week, which the week before that, I was doing nothing. So, like, there was a couple weeks where I just wasn't scheduled at all. So, I'd go in for 8 hours 1 week, 8 hours the next week, no hours, and then hop right into 24 hours. And then now I'm doing 16. Like, my hours are so random and all over the place. It's kind of killing me, but whatever. I've been posting a lot of TikToks of my puppy, Charles. He is my pride and joy. I love him so much, but he's a menace. He's in his biting stage, and he really pisses people off. Well, I shouldn't say people. It's literally my girlfriend. He pisses her off so much just by existing sometimes, and biting and barking and whining and, you know, peeing on the floor, pooping on the floor, doing all the things that he does. I mean, it's not funny at all. Like, it's very frustrating because he'll have one really good day where he won't have any accidents or maybe one accident, whatever. And then the next day he'll just pee on the floor 6 times in a row. And you're like, why did you do that? What was the purpose? But yeah, this week was really stressful. I had a geology midterm that I bombed. I don't like studying, right? However, I do really well when I'm writing my notes, I can remember very well, what I wrote down. Not photographic per se, but, you know, once I write them down once, I go over them again one more time before a quiz, exam, whatever, and I'm good. However, this class, we speed through notes and lecture like nobody's business. And she skips through slides so quickly that I can't write anything down. And most of the stuff that she's saying and doing, I can't write down because she's like showing a rock or showing an example of a earthquake. And I'm like, I can't write that down. On top of that, there's these two people. Actually, I would rope in the whole group, but it's literally, I could pinpoint the people that do this, and it's absolutely wild. So, what they do is, I sit close to the front, near the door. I'm not, like, right in the front. I'm not, like, in the back. I'm in the middle. And there's these two people behind me, a guy and a girl. And in lecture, in everything we do, they just literally won't stop talking. And it's mind-boggling how, loud and annoying. They think they're whispering, you know? Like, they think genuinely no one else can hear them. And it's absolutely, like, I'm impressed by how focused they can be on one thing and not the lecture. Like, I want to know what their grades are, because what the hell? I don't even know, like, I don't even understand. And, like, that's one of my biggest pet peeves in classes, is when there's just people talking when the professor or a TA or whoever up front is talking. Because when those people are talking, the important people, they're telling important details about what we're learning that's gonna get us good grades. And these people are actively interrupting and disrupting what's going on up front, which is important things happening. And it just makes me angry, because everybody who is in the class pays to be there. You pay, even them, like, I want to turn around and be like, you pay to be here. Why are you talking? But everybody's paying to be there, and these two just keep interrupting people, and not even interrupting because the professor just keeps going, but, like, they're just annoying because I hear them. When I can pinpoint your conversation and tell you exactly what you're talking about, you're being too loud. And on top of that, you're talking in a class where people are trying to learn. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I just get so annoyed in that class. I accidentally paused it. So, I just get really annoyed in that class. And, like, people are paying to be there. So, if you can't shut your mouth for an hour, maybe, leave. Do not show up to class. Because that's so disrespectful to everybody in the room. Literally everybody. And I know that the professor sees it, because she stares at them while she's talking. One of these days, I'm going to turn around and be like, can you leave? Can you go anywhere else? Like, I'm trying to listen. One of these days, when I'm not filled with anxiety, one of these days, I'm going to turn around and be like, would you shut up? Please shut up. And the funniest part is that the guy that was talking wasn't even facing the front of the freaking room. Like, he's fully turned to the side looking at the person he's talking to. So, at that point, get your skinny ass up and leave. You are not engaged in what we're doing, and you're distracting other people. Leave. It makes no sense to me. And I think that's why I'm going to fail, is because they're annoying the hell out of me, and I just couldn't focus. But, whatever. Yeah. So, I'm sorry, I brain farted really hard right there. It's been a slow week, and I don't have much to talk about, but I've been playing a lot of video games. I've been playing a lot of Fortnite, which is super fun. A lot of Overcooked 2 by myself, which is probably so stupid to people, but I be killing it, and the only person I can get mad at is myself, so screw you, everybody else. I'm Gordon Ramsay up in this hole. Let me live. And then I've also been playing Hogwarts Legacy, which is a really good game. A lot of side quests that I get distracted on, and I'm like, I can't even do the main thing. Can't even focus on the main event. I have to go pick venomous tentaculars, whatever the hell those are. I can't even fight the main bad guy. I haven't even met him. And I'm 9 hours into the game. I think I've seen him once. Haven't met him, though. Couldn't even tell you his name. No idea. So that's really fun. It's really good distractor when life's getting hectic. So I want to get permission from some friends to talk about them on here, because they're not them, but her love life is absolutely wild. As a lesbian, she picks the craziest men. And I kind of want to talk about that, because it's kind of funny and it's kind of, like, very tea filled. but whatever, I think it's funny. Second of all, yeah, I really want to get that on here and talk about that because, dude, you'll be drinking that, not drinking that up, eating that up. It's going to be delicious. But yeah, also I don't know about anybody else, but when I'm watching TV or like when I'm watching a show, I can't watch a different show typically. So if I'm like right now, I'm watching Avatar: The Last Airbender, not the live action one yet. I'm just trying to go through the old one to try and figure out what's going on because I forgot because it came out in 2006, if you didn't know. And I don't remember watching it until like 2010. And it's 2024. Fun fact. So I don't remember half of the plot. But anyways, I'm trying to go through that. And I just can't put any other show on. Like I was watching Ted Lasso too a couple weeks ago. And every time I ate, every time I did something, that's what I was watching, was Ted Lasso. Like I couldn't turn something else on. And when I'm with my girlfriend, we watch One Tree Hill, and typically we watch a movie, which is easier to focus on, or One Tree Hill. Like we don't stray from, sometimes we're like, oh, you want to watch this, and it's like, oh yeah, sounds good, like whatever. But it's those two things, a movie or One Tree Hill. Like we don't stray away from that routine, and I'm the same way with everything else. So right now, I was talking with a coworker because I gotta make new friends. He's a really cool guy. We kind of have a lot in common, low key. Fortnite, Animal Crossing, like whatever. He went to the same school as me. He's gonna be a Spanish teacher. He's so fluent in Spanish too. And I'm like, hey, oh, this is crazy. I'm getting off track, but where I work is very, like, it's beneficial to be bilingual, especially in Spanish. And people come up to me and they're always like, oh, Spanish, Spanish. And I'm like, no. And I want to look at them and be like, big, big gringa. I'm a gringa. Like, bad. I know, like, a little Spanish, high school Spanish, right? But nothing that's going to get me far. And I want him to teach me Spanish, but it's not going to happen. Or I want this is going to get complicated. My girlfriend's dad's girlfriend to teach me Spanish too, so that I can whip out some. Or maybe I'll just Duolingo that shit. We'll see. But I want to be fluent in Spanish because, like, have you ever seen a white person fluently speaking Spanish? And I'm not talking like the gringo Spanish, like the white person Spanish. I'm talking actual, you know, the good pronunciation Spanish. Like, I don't want to be racist at all right now. Like, I'm not trying to do that. But it's like, I don't know. Better than Dora. But I don't know. Just like, cause have you seen that white guy that speaks fluent Chinese and stuff like that? Like, that's what I want to be, but with Spanish. Anyways. And they always come up to me and they're asking me if I know Spanish. And I'm like, no. So I always send them to him because he's fluent in Spanish. But he's super cool. Anyways, we were talking about TV shows. Lord, I'm almost positive. People think I have ADHD. My friends think I have ADHD. I don't remember what exactly we were talking about, but I think I went on 4 different tangents within the span of 5 minutes. And that's why I have a podcast. So, I do plan these out though too. Like, I write everything that I'm going to talk about. Don't even start. But I'm watching Avatar, and we were talking about anime because that's something that we both like to watch sometimes. I have watched a couple. I haven't watched all of them, so don't get on me. I've watched Attack on Titan. Oh, Lord, I'm blanking. My favorite when I was in middle school was Soul Eater. Ugh! Little me loved that. I ate it up. Like, it was amazing. And I don't know if I wanted to be the main character or be with him. If you know what I'm saying. I'm just kidding. But I'm sorry. Looking at all those boobs. Yes! Anyways. Soul Eater. Demon Hunter. Hunter x Hunter. All those. What else? Oh my god. We were talking about one. We were talking about Walking Dead, which isn't an anime. But anyways, he told me to watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. He also watched Sailor Moon. And like, if you saw this man, you'd be like, what? Also, if you know what Sailor Moon is, you'd also be like, okay. But yeah, he's seen that. And he told me he recommended JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I've been looking at that one for a while. I've been eyeing it. I've been seeing it all around. But it has not been on my radar because I will not watch a different show in the middle of one that I'm watching. I don't know what it is. Like, I literally, I don't know what it is. Once I finished Avatar The Last Airbender, y'all already know I'm going to go to The Legend of Korra. Because that's next. Rightfully so. And then after that, I will get into JoJo's a little bit. I'm going to try to watch it this next week. Just so that I can talk to him about something. Because I think that's fun. Chatting with your coworkers about that stuff. It's awkward being in the department that we're in. And not talking to the other person. Especially when it's slow. I got a new job, as many of you know, so I'm a sales associate. I'm not going to say where. It is a hardware store. You can choose whichever one you want. Put me there. I'm not trying to get fired already. Like, that's crazy. But I'm starting to get my handle on things. I'm in the hardware section of the hardware store. So, tools, whatever. And I feel good about everything, finally. Everybody there is super nice, though. Like, actually, it's kind of crazy. Like, I haven't been in a job in a while where everybody, like, literally everybody who's wearing the uniform is extremely nice. It's been a long time. And, like, my last job was okay, right? My bosses were cool, but there were some coworkers that were absolutely terrible. And come to find out, that the person that I really didn't like there, they're now trying to get fired. And I'm kind of sitting here like, told you so. Like, I've been sitting here telling them that they're a terrible worker for forever. And now they're trying to get them fired. Like, bro, you're welcome. You could have done that months ago, but what do I know? It's not like I'm good at my job or anything like that. It's not like you made me lead supervisor for a reason or nothing. But, I kind of don't mind not being in a supervisor position anymore either. It's stressful. For soccer too, like, as much as I want to help out and be around the administration side of things, like, it's very stressful. And, like, people bag on you for stuff that's not your fault. Like, during elections, I texted a couple people trying to see, like, what I did wrong, and I was basically being like, could you tell me what I did wrong? And so that I know what to fix if I get reelected, which I feel like is a very fair question to ask. Like, tell me what I did wrong. I want to fix it. I want to try again. Give me the opportunity. And like, in the sense of organization for the club, that was I think that cut a little bit, but that was my thought process going in, was like, they're going to give me administrative help. And one person said, you just don't do conditioning with us. Like, you just don't do them with us. Like, you don't do the conditioning with us. And I was like, girl, I am a goalkeeper. My fitness level is not going to be the same as yours. You're running 90 minutes. I'm running 10. Like, obviously, I'm not going to have the same endurance as you, so sometimes I skip, like, a level of conditioning. Heaven forbid. My bad, girl. But it gives me motivation to be better for next year in that aspect, is, like, because I took it as, like, you're fat and slow. Figure it out. Like, that's why you were a terrible president. You're fat and slow. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, so that's what I was told. From last year, the year before me, they didn't get all the uniforms back, and we only had like 16, but we have 20 people this year. So that was an issue, and I had to buy new uniforms. I placed the order. I did everything I could, and they came in really late. And so people ended up having to wear white shirts and plain shirts and not having jerseys. And I got blamed for that too, which I did my best, you know. I tried to place the order as soon as I found out about everything. And it was like they wanted me to know the jersey situation before everything. And I don't live, like I didn't live where all the jerseys were, so I couldn't, oh, count them and, you know, okay, well, if this is the case, like, we need to place an order. And also, they wouldn't let me place an order until we had the exact amount of money in our account. Again, I can't control when people pay their dues. So, if you guys don't pay your dues until the end of the season, then we don't get jerseys until the end of the season. Like, that's kind of how it went. And you know, I just got blamed for stupid stuff, like, oh, it was chaotic, and there was coach issues, and which I would love to get into, because people told me, like, I think a lot was blown out of proportion about what happened. Our coach had a previous relationship with one of the players, and it, whatever, some comments made people uncomfortable. And I went to my little advisor person and I was like, hey, what should I do? Because whatever. And she told us what to do and we told the team. So we talked to the coach, told that, whatever. And then we went to the team and told them what was going on. And looking back on it, we shouldn't have told the team. We should have just shut it up and talked to the coach and been like, hey, knock it off. This is that. Whatever. I'm thirsty. But yeah, and that's not what happened, and it was chaotic, and people still ended up feeling like, well, I don't even know, people still claim they were uncomfortable with him, and I guess at that point, I should have fired him, but I don't even know, it was crazy, but I got blamed for a lot of stuff that wasn't my fault, and if you know me, and if you're close to me, you know that now I'm in... I'm in my petty nature where I'm gonna sit back and relax. Like, people said I was too close to one of my friends and I only talked to her and I didn't engage anybody else and she didn't engage anybody else besides me and there were cliques. And if you know anything about women's sports, there's always going to be cliques. If you know anything about the freaking world, there's going to be cliques. It's human nature, right? You're going to stick to what you're comfortable with. Why would you go outside your box if you don't have to? And so as president, I did my best to pull people out of their boxes, and it didn't work out for me. Okay, so be it, whatever. Maybe I'm not as outgoing as this new president. I hope she does great. She is pretty outgoing, but I think I'm outgoing too. And I'm gonna be this person where if they think I'm not going up to you and you think I don't like you, it's because I don't. Like, I'm not gonna be fake. I don't want to say fake. I don't want to say fake. I'll be fake. I don't care. But I'm not, because people think that I don't like them right now, and it's not true. Like, if you think I don't like you, you're nuts, first of all, because there are very few people that I truly don't like. So whatever, if you're gonna talk shit, do whatever. But next season, if you think I don't like you, congrats, you're correct. I'm not gonna talk to many people. I'm gonna make them engage me, because if that's what we're saying that I didn't do, go for it. But yeah, I'm done being Mr. Nice Guy. Yeah, I'm gonna sit back and enjoy me in my apartment and my dog and my girlfriend. Screw everybody else. I'm gonna do my job. I'm gonna make money. I'm gonna be happy. I'm going to get ripped. I'm going to get absolutely ripped. Oh, and I'm going to break everybody. Break their bones. But yeah. This was such a random episode. But yeah. This was season one for you guys. I hope you enjoyed it all. If it is your spring break, be safe. Please, please drink water. Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully nobody gets hurt. I look forward to my week break, but I will miss you guys so very much, and I will miss our chaotic talks. But have a good weekend, have a good week. Drink water, please. Do your exercises, breathe in, breathe out, and I love you guys so much. But yeah. Bye!